I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto City Councillors continue to question why more services for the unhoused are omitted from the upcoming city budget for 2023. Ward 9 Davenport Councillor Alejandro Bravo said the increasing number of unhoused individuals is the crisis of the day, and she says it impacts several priority areas of the city.
Thank you, Chair. So thank you for the presentation. I'm struck by how much yesterday at ECDC, what I hear from my constituents, what we see in the public realm, that the explosion in the numbers of people who are homeless and becoming homeless in every ward and every aspect of life, present in every public space, is sort of the crisis of the moment. And when we saw the budget launch on Tuesday and in the documents today, I don't see this as a headline of sort of the emergency that we need to meet. Do you agree that the homeless crisis impacts all priority areas? It's an equity dimension, it's around housing, it affects emergency services and public safety, and it's crucial for the pressures that it creates around frontline services?
During the deputations, Dr. Caroline Schneider said medical services continue to be underfunded to provide care for the unhoused. Dr. Schneider is Chief of Emergency Medicine at Unity Health Toronto at St. Michael's Hospital.
So we're hearing from you that 8 out of 10 of the people that you see in emergency departments aren't able to get a shelter space, and you're seeing hypothermia and other injuries. How would you characterize the state of the situation with the growth of homelessness and the severity of illness that's posing for people?
I think we're still in crisis. And I think what's been really hard is we're tired of crisis, all of us here. You managed crisis from your own roles through COVID, but those crises haven't really lessened. I've been a leader for 5 years in emergency medicine, and emergency medicine for 20 years, most of that at St. Michael's Hospital, but also at Winnipeg Health Sciences Centre as well. And I feel like day in, day out, we are managing crisis related to homelessness. And that was not the case 10 years ago. We've always been under-resourced in shelters and housing. But this last year, and frankly, since the start of COVID, has been something I've never experienced. I wrote an editorial in The Star about during COVID of what we refer to as a COVID code orange, and that was related to not having access to appropriate housing and shelter. But it continues, and it's not uncommon for us to come into our emergency department and see people in the corners. We were fortunate to have foundation donors who are seeing this as well. We had so many donations where we gave out gift cards. When the warming centers are closed, we're giving out gift cards to 24-hour, 7 places in the city. It's not okay. And as a city, I acknowledge the financial difficulties that this brings. I acknowledge that, but these are humans. These aren't numbers. They're not just dollars. They are humans. And we as frontline people are constantly with them and seeing this. And so that's why we come with such passion. Not just numbers, not just experiences, but with passion, because we know we have to at times be their voice.
The city services for the unhoused continues to be criticized for periodically closing warming centers during extreme cold weather and decommissioning of shelter hotels, while congregate shelters are at full capacity nightly. The 8 new city councillors, including Bravo, signed a letter asking the city to prioritize its budget to social services. This includes the Community Response Crisis Program and other areas that can make Toronto more accessible, affordable, and safer, the letter reads. The budget meetings continue and will see its final report published in the coming days. Other changes already announced include a 5.5% property tax increase and a 37% bump for Toronto Mayor John Tory's office. CGRU have contacted Councillors Bravo and Moyes for a comment on the upcoming city budget. No response was given at this time. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.